This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Do you have expired food in your pantry or your refrigerator? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And earlier this morning, we got to talking about it because I threw away this runny yogurt that was apparently good by June 8th, but yogurt should not be that runny. And then, Mix listeners, you all come through. Thank you so much to the Mix listener that sent me this PDF file from dietitian Tanya Zuckerbrot, who is the author of the F-Factor diet, and she explains in detail sell by dates, use by dates, expiration dates, what it all means. Your mind is going to be blown when you hear about what's going on in your pantry and how long that food is actually good for. Okay, let's get Julie from Iguanago here on the air.
All right.
Julie.
Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Julie. We love that you are on with us this morning. Can you go to your pantry for a moment? Because you're not going to believe these expiration date rules. So this, all the food expiration dates are decoded here in this article. Sell-by dates, which refers to the last day a retailer can display a product for sale, is typically safe to eat 10 days after the sell-by date.
Something that says sell-by, like bread will say that.
Well, if refrigerated properly. We're going to go into the pantry here in a second. Use-by date. Use-by date refers to the last day a product will maintain its optimum freshness. And beyond this date, the product will deteriorate, but it could still be edible. So use-by date, that's where it's like you need to toss stuff.
Ridiculous. No way.
No, seriously. Okay.
Come on.
So let's talk here about what's in your pantry, though. Julie?
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I want you to grab an item. What do you have? A soup? Is it vegetable? Is it jelly, jams, peanut butter, canned meats? What do you got?
I have everything in my pantry.
All right, grab whatever's there.
Grab a can.
Grab your can.
Grab your cans, Julie. Grab your can.
Okay, I got it.
All right, what is it? What is it? Soup?
It is just peanut butter, and it is Best Buy March 25th of 2027.
Okay, guess what?
What?
That peanut butter is going to be good until 2028.
Why do you say that?
It says here peanut butter is good 1 year past the date on the jar.
If it's not opened. Okay.
If it's not opened. Okay, so do you have any soups or vegetables there in your pantry that you can grab, Julie? Because you're going to be shocked when you hear how long this stuff will actually last.
You're going to laugh because I just cleaned out my pantry 2 days ago.
Okay.
I took everything out. And so I'm going to tell you I probably don't have anything expired. We don't eat canned soup or canned vegetables because Ron's kind of a snob.
What about your husband, Ron?
Come on, Ron.
Ron, come on now.
Well, let me tell you, for anyone that is listening, if you have soups and vegetables, canned goods like that in your pantry, according to this expert, this dietitian, those are good 3 years.
Stop
it. Pass the date on the can.
Wait, I would not eat that. See, that's me. I'm like, I have that phobia of like, oh, this date is close. Dump it. But you can wait that long as it's not open, like soup.
As long as it's not open. Okay, Julie, let's go into the pantry again. Do you have any cereal? Do you have any crackers?
Noodles? How about pasta? Is there pasta in there?
Do you have any pasta?
Absolutely. What kind do you want?
Oh, what kind of options do we have?
You got some penne, some rigatoni?
I do. I have orzo. I have lasagna.
Hey, go lasagna. What's the lasagna?
Either way, it says that pasta noodles are good 8 months past the date on the box.
Okay, what you got on your date there, Julie? Oh, you said you kind of cleaned out before.
Okay, well, yeah. Best by March of 2026.
Wow.
So she could actually wait.
She could wait on that.
Till Thanksgiving of 26.
So coffee, by the way, it's good 2 years past the date on the product. They're saying soda. If you have soda and it's not open, it's only good 6 months after the date on the product.
Ugh, yeah, otherwise it gets all
crackers,
flat.
6 months.
Really?
This is unbelievable that these things are not open. They are apparently A-OK. Rice is good 2 years past
forever.
The date on the product. I know.
Okay.
But then, like, what about condiments? Ketchup, mustard, mayo.
Yeah, well, that cuts up.
Interesting enough.
If it has vinegar in it, then it lasts even longer.
Listen to Julie. She's the vinegar queen.
Julie,
what?
It literally says vinegar 1 year past the date on the product.
Come on.
But also, everybody, ketchup is only good 3 months past the date on the product.
Okay. So all you have to do, Elizabeth.
Mustard is 1 year. It's good 1 year past the date on the product.
And this is all because Elizabeth threw away some yogurt that was June 8th.
It was
the date on it.
It was
but
runny.
She said it was runny. All you had to do was slap some vinegar in there. It had been fine. You could have just had it later.
And, okay, Twinkies, good forever.
Those last forever.
By
yes.
the way, anything with tuna. That is the date. The date that's on there, like, that's it. That's the date.
No, thanks.
Do you want to know how long your food will last after the expiration date? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. We were talking about it earlier this morning, and thanks to The Mix listener, who's anonymous, by the way, through the Siding Unlimited text line. I don't know who this person is that sent me the PDF, but it's really helpful.
Text your name in because we want to give you some props.
Yeah, we
here.
Do. And we've got Sue on the phone. Sue, what's your question?
I was just wondering if you're going to post that list anywhere.
Yes.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have expired food in their pantry.
Absolutely.
So before you do that, go ahead and hit up our Mix Facebook page. I'm going to post it there, and then you'll see that list right there. And then you can go through your pantry and look at the list and go, oop, nope, that's good. Oh, throw that out. Oh,
it's
that's good.
Facebook.com/991TheMix. And Sue, do you have anything in your house, or is it someone that you know that you are curious if their food is expired?
Oh, this is my mom.
They don't want to throw
things in her pantry, probably over 10 years old.
Yeah, see, that was my mom. That's a
good.
That older generation's like, oh, no, that's good. That's a waste of money. You can't throw that away.
Gosh.
It's not going to kill you. Go ahead and eat it. Oh, I don't know, Mom.
Okay, well, Sue, here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Nothing on the list is saying it's good for 10 years. Nothing is saying that. Expired.
Throw it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.